again in the Zen room for one of the most anticipated...
To us.
Why are you going to bring me down?
I do that. I really should work on that.
One of the most highly requested videos.
Now you know it.
Videos. I watch too much YouTube. I feel like we should crank these lights down. And like
we don't have a choice.
Start up some candles.
We don't have enough candles.
I'm building an ambiance. You're tearing me down again.
Look, I will go to sleep.
Is that a threat?
It is a threat.
Okay.
It's a promise.
So no doubt,
we're going to talk about ghosts.
That's the enthusiasm I was looking for.
I'm here. I'm aware. I'm with us. I just needed some delicious nectar of vanilla coke to the name of Reed.
Raid.
Raid.
Don't give shout-outs.
Share a coke with Raid.
Don't give shout-outs to people who aren't paying us, Macy.
That's true.
Unless Reed wants to show his ass up. Get it together, Coca-Cola.
Fuck you.
Look, we know you're new on the scene, but you gotta get this brand together.
You're delicious.
So,
we're gonna talk about ghosts!
Okay.
Ghosts!
Do you want to do this the whole episode?
I think I might.
Start?
It's gonna happen. Get a little bit of, like, funk in here.
Get some funk. Get some spooky funk.
Get some spooky action.
Spooky ambiance. Mm. I can't express to you how excited I am to dive into this.
I know. You know, and what's so funny is that we talk about it all the time. Like, I feel like before any of our spiritual conversations started, you and I have been talking about ghosts.
We've been talking about ghosts since you came out of your mother.
Yeah, I feel like since I was a toddler,
mm-hmm.
we've been talking about
it.
I know when it started. I was 5 years old.
So that would make me and your older brother 10.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's where it all began. And I assume that's going to be one of the things you're talking about today.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the chronological story. I hope you tell your weird wormhole story.
Both of my stories that I'd like to tell today both happen, A, in your mother's house.
Every time.
And I imagine a lot of yours do, too.
And it's whose fucking fault? Somebody let me know.
I don't believe that.
Whose fucking fault is it?
I don't believe that. We'll let you decide for yourself, listeners.
I do not believe that.
Listen, we'll get into it.
Oh, Jesus.
Second of all, they're both from your mother's house, and they're both from the kitchen in your mother's house.
The kitchen's an interesting place. Mm. It is a very interesting place. It is not one to be meddled with lightly.
There's even a story we have from Macy's older brother, Rustin, that happened in the living room of their mom's house.
And in the kitchen, too.
Well, they're kind of one and the same.
Oh, yeah, they're one big open room.
It's a one big open room where, you know, like, the kitchen is kind of very open layout. So I think just that area in general.
There's activity. Honestly, everywhere except the room that it happened.
Really?
Yes. Which is
I have never once, besides the story you're going to tell, I have never once really had any kind of inkling of someone being there with me or seeing anything. Before we start all this...
You mean not in his room?
Yeah, not in his
room. Okay, so you just say, because that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I've never been in his room before and felt... I mean, growing up when I was a kid, everything scared me. It wasn't like sleeping in your room.
Fuck.
Which to this day...
That, I don't like it.
We'll, okay, before we go into this, before we get too excited, I kind of want to talk about the prospect of how we're both sensitive to this. Because obviously we've been talking about this for a long time betwixt each other. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about ghosts to anyone who will fucking look in our direction. And I think it's because we're both highly sensitive to it mm-hmm. in different ways. I myself and grandma too, actually, I will see things out of the corner of my eyes.
Oh, I hate it.
Do you experience?
Okay. I hate it.
Have you ever had the thing happen where you're just doing your own thing and you see someone kind of peek from behind a doorway or something?
Not often.
Or you'll see someone walk by?
Yeah. Oh, that one happens a lot.
I see it in my house, but only in a very specific area.
That
which
hallway.
Is interesting. That hallway.
Yeah, every time. Yeah.
And here's the thing with this. I know that there's a lot of listeners out there who are going to be skeptical, and that's cool. Maybe just, you know, listen and think of it as a spooky ghost story campfire kind of thing, right? I'm in no way going to be like, I see the dead. It's not like that.
Oh, I never have.
You know what I mean? It's
I've only seen side effects of them. Mm. Mm-hmm. Things that, the little things that they can do.
My first line for that kind of stuff is my sight.
And mine's my nerves. Mm-hmm. Instantly.
What about smell? You and I have a shared experience of smell. Yeah. Yeah. We will both smell a very strong cigar smell.
Sweet cigars.
That is from someone in our family who has since passed. That's like his calling card.
It is. It's his cigars.
There's a story that I'm going to be telling today that I'm very vulnerable telling. I feel very vulnerable telling it because it's not just, I'm 100% a believer in the supernatural. I almost said spoopernatural. 100%. And I will fight with someone. Not fight, but I mean, I will stand up.
I'll debate.
And nobody's going to say something that can back me down from that. And that's just what it is. That's what a belief is. This one story that I am going to get into is not even so much supernatural as it is glitch in the matrix.
Yeah.
And if I heard someone say something like this, I would immediately discredit them and think that they were a fucking whack job. So I feel a little bit sensitive telling this story today. So let's set the scene.
All right.
A sweet country house.
It is a very sweet country house.
Placed in the middle of East Texas.
Yeah.
On beautiful sprawling forest.
Yeah.
Sprawling. Oh, it's not spooky anymore. God damn it.
Good. No, it's a very beautiful house. Happy property.
Might I add, it was built by our grandfather.
Yes.
So there's no prior.
No, there's not. And I will. There's not, Charlie. You know why?
Macy has strong feelings on the spirit.
I really do. I was 2 years old when the house was constructed. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that I wanted it fucking gone. I didn't know what one was, but I threw a fit about it. I don't know if you remember
the spirit board?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And my mom, she always thought that they were just a joke, and they're not a fucking joke. And I'm very adamant about that, and it's not just from this experience. It's from people that I trust experiences that were really hurt by a lot of these things. While it doesn't always end bad, you're opening up something that you don't know. And you don't have control over. I'm not cocky enough to think that whatever's on the other side of that is not smarter than me. No fucking way. And I'm not going to mess with it. And so I just knew. I was 4 or 5 years old and I saw it and fucking hated it. And threw a wall-eyed fit. And I told Mom to take it back and threw a tantrum and she didn't. She didn't take it back. And
what she did is she put it up in a closet in your brother's room.
Yes.
To leave 2 very wild 10-year-olds.
Who wanted it.
To find it later in life.
Later that fucking day. Yes. That's what happened, Charlie. So why don't you tell us what happened?
I'll tell it from my perspective. And so we're clear, I have a different perspective on a spirit board than Macy. And here's the thing. I understand where someone would say this. Like, I understand where you're coming from, right? But the thing is, it's like a car. You have to have a healthy amount of respect
for
it.
Yeah, but you didn't have to grow up with the repercussions.
No, I understand.
It.
And I just, in my perspective, to me, a spirit board is just another form of divination.
One is going to find you and eat your ass. I think the other side is full of smart beings.
Absolutely.
That's what we dealt with. And I don't... Because of that, and I've seen what can happen. It's to me, it's beyond anything within my level of expertise that I would ever want to mess with.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that that's very well possible. Please don't think that I'm trying to say that that's not what it is. I'm saying in the hands of 2 10-year-old kids.
Oh God, it was a cakewalk for whatever it was.
Now, having the tools and the knowledge you can arm yourself with, I do think it can be a tool used for good, as it were.
There has to be intention there that is well beyond my capabilities.
And there was. There was very much intention, and I'll tell you what that intention was. It was 2 little stupid kids trying to have something happen.
Yeah.
Basically.
Which is a dream come true.
Begging the world for some shit to happen. Here's what happened in my eyes, and then you can talk about the aftermath.
I would love to.
10 years old, in the summertime, I would come over, spend a lot of time down here in this part of East Texas with Macy and her older brother, Rustin. Rustin and I are the same age, and at this point in our lives, since we were both 10 and Macy was 5, there was definitely a lot more interaction between Rustin and I. You know, we were the buddies, you know, and then Mace a lot of the times was kind of off doing her own thing or getting bullied by us, honestly. I didn't say we were good kids, but we found this spirit board in the closet of my cousin Rustin's room. We've only seen it happen on movies. We have no idea how to work this thing. And I don't know if this ties into the story. I would really love to do some kind of research. But I remember saying to Rustin, if we had something made out of silver...
You told me this. Yeah.
If we had something made out of silver, we could place it on the board and it would protect us.
It's a werewolf.
We're going to summon a werewolf. So we sit down to summon our werewolf. And we ask the typical questions, I'm sure. I'm sure we say, howdy, who's there?
Howdy!
And at one point, we get very serious, and we ask the board, and, like, I remember really kind of putting, really trying to, like, I'm trying to feel something, you know? And I say, is anybody there? And directly after that, there is a loud, shattering sound. We jump up, scared as shit, flip the lights on. And we notice immediately that his closet door that had been previously shut was not only ajar, something was hanging out of it. On the doorknob, on the inside of the closet, there was something hanging, and it had whipped around to the front of the door. But it was a little horse figurine made of silver. I remember thinking, oh, what a nice sign. Like, I remember thinking, like, oh, something... It's trying to give us the silver that we were looking for. So we open the door, and the glass bulb has not only shattered, but, like, the socket had been unscrewed. Am I correct in that? Or am I misremembering?
No, that's right.
Okay, yeah. And the socket had been unscrewed and was hanging by its wires, which was not a thing before.
No, it was a globe. It wasn't just a light bulb.
It wasn't a light bulb.
It was pretty globes.
Right. And can I mention that this is not a house where... something like that would happen, and it would stay like that for a very long time.
No.
I also very vividly remember having that closet light on, mm-hmm. and us deciding, should we turn this off so we have more of an ambiance to play with the board, mm-hmm. you know, and then shutting the door, because I was already scared shitless. So these two things that I know in my memory, shut door, light bulb mm-hmm. off, are completely, you know, so I don't remember what we did after that. I think we freaked out and then kind of moved on, honestly. And especially me, because I didn't live in that house anymore.
Yeah, fuck you. I think they took the board back. It's not what you're supposed to do.
See, that's the thing. I know that there's all kinds of, like,
well, and I know several people tour. It didn't fucking work. Mm-hmm. The first thing that I remember, I was still 5 years old, so this was pretty soon.
Shortly after.
This was the start of it, really, the thing that kind of began all of these events. And it makes so much sense as things have progressed later on as to why this happened. I stayed upstairs with my mom a lot, just because my room really started to scare me pretty young. I hated it. I hated being alone in it. One night we woke up and we just hear black cats pop, 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 popping everywhere. And it had recently been my birthday. I just turned 6. I had gotten balloons, and, like, they were on one of those plastic weights, you know, that they're the best thing ever when you're a kid. You can have it, and if you let go, all your balloons don't go away. They sink to the floor. And it was always, like, a Mickey Mouse or a smiley face or something. We had left them in the living room, and this house has high vaulted ceilings. And we heard these loud noises, and it was just Mom and I in the house. And Mom, fucking G, man, she just, like, grabbed her little Derringer, and it's this beautiful, it had, like, little beautiful handles, tiny pearl.
That little Derringer.
It was a little Derringer, it's tiny, shoots 2 bullets, but she was dead-ass accurate with it. And so she started, like, marching down the stairs all, like, spy style, you know. The weight of these balloons is in the living room. And it's shredded. And we didn't have an animal, you know. And there were no balloons. And these were helium balloons. And they were fresh. They were, like, from that day. And this was in an 18-foot ceiling room. No fans going. They're gone. She starts walking down the hallway. And there's a long hallway. And it has 9-foot ceilings. And it's what goes to our bedrooms. my mom walks down the hallway, which you have to step down 9 feet from the vaulted ceiling. So it would have to have, like, hit the ceiling, sunk 9 feet, and right. Makes no sense.
Yeah, because what happens is your living room is very tall.
It's a cathedral ceiling.
And then it drops down for the hallway.
Yeah, but not, like, gradually. It's an immediate wall.
Right.
And so my mom opens my door and wrapped her on my ceiling fan and exploded are all of the balloons. They had somehow traveled, like, 50 feet horizontally, fully helium, filled with helium, and their weight was all the way at the beginning.
You know what I say? I say something wanted to play with those balloons.
Well, I will explain to you. Yes, you're right. There's characters involved now. I don't know if I've told you a lot of recent things.
I know a few. You haven't told me a lot of recent things. But I know that there's a few entities.
There's two. Anyway, so that was the first thing. Very unnerving experience. And my room was the source of not only many nights of discomfort, but just strange things. My blinds would go up on their own. Or I remember I'd be, like, up late talking at night to high school boyfriends or whatever, and I would just hear, it's like someone just forearm to fist just hit the wall as hard as they could, you know, twice. Just shit like that all the time. Just stuff to fuck with you all the time.
I know that when I would stay in your room, a lot of the times I would come over and stay, and I would stay in your bed, in your bedroom, and you would stay up with your mom.
Yeah.
I always, there's a few things. I had to have that TV going.
Absolutely.
Because if you didn't, it was this creeping, suffocating just aura of
doom.
Something's not right.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of times people can say, like, oh, well, there's, like, EVP, there's wires in the wall.
No.
Again, our grandfather built this house. He's a master electrician. There's nothing different about this room than the other rooms, right? No. But I know, for me, I would dead fucking feel someone outside looking in the window.
Yes.
I would feel that. I would feel that there was someone in your closet, which absolutely. I know isn't uncommon, but
it popped open a few times.
I felt it stronger there than I have ever felt.
No, I know.
And one of the worst things that happened is you know those lights you can touch?
Yeah, it would change. Come on all the time.
It would
and go off.
I would put it on its brightest setting, and after a few seconds, it would go off.
Yep.
And it wouldn't go off and then go to the next setting.
No.
It wouldn't go from medium
to high.
It would
always just turn off.
It's just... And it had this feeling. It just had this feeling of, I know you're scared right now.
Yeah.
Let me make it worse. Like, it was, oh, you're scared? How about no light?
Yeah.
Like, it had an intention to it. I know you know, but those are my...
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So, all that shit would happen. You know, that would happen pretty regularly. Rustin came into play here. And Rustin, I was kind of the only person really talking about this for a while. And you weren't involved as much, so you were probably experiencing it, but you just didn't talk about it. It was just me dealing with this, you know, and I was the youngest one, and so it just sounded like bullshit. One night, and I'll never forget, I can see it in my mind as clear as day. We were eating dinner, you know, and Rustin was, like, on the love seat, and he was in front of a window, and he was just sitting there, he was by the front door. Like, we used to have a love seat there by the fireplace where it is now, and he was sitting there, and then he, white as a sheet, jumped up. I mean, it was just pure adrenaline reflex. Jumped up. This house is haunted. I looked at him and I went, I know.
Yes.
Yeah, you're fucking right. And someone had touched him. Mm. Had grabbed his shoulder and he felt it. I mean, clear as day. And whatever it is has a very interesting relationship with him. It cares for him pretty deeply because one time he actually got hit by a semi. Very hit lucky, if you can say that.
I mean, he's alive. He's okay.
He's alive and he's fine. But he got hit the day that he was walking out of the house to go to work. When that happened, a small voice, a little voice, high pitch behind him said, don't go. And that was, I mean, he got hit minutes after that.
It seems that the amount of people and whatever the characters, there is something that is playful.
There's a yin and a yang.
There's a nice one. There's a playful one.
I know it for a fact, and Ashton helped confirm it.
Mm-hmm. The one I saw in your kitchen?
The man in black.
I'm not sure that that was the nice one.
No, that's not the nice one.
Okay. Because for a long time, I felt like it just had a very curious energy to it.
It's commanding.
But it was like...
It's very like, what the fuck are you doing here? My eyes are watering. I don't like this. I hate this. Okay, I want to talk about...
Do you want to stop? We don't have to
I want to get through it. Okay. And it is... It just happens every time I talk about it. Every single time.
Spoopy episodes in the future, by the way, will probably not be so emotionally draining.
Yeah, because they're not mine.
And I'm serious. We can stop. No, I want to. You look very...
My eyes water like this every time.
I get it. You're making my eyes water a little every bit, time I feel so like I'm feeling for you.
So a big piece that put all of this together was a dream that I had. I had this dream. I was probably like 14 because I remember I was old enough to have been like dealing with all of this for all this long. Been like that explains it. Anyway, I always felt that Mom's upstairs bathroom had a sinister energy, and you can hear the footsteps all the time.
I've heard footsteps coming from that bathroom all, so many times.
All the time.
That it stopped. It's normal. It stopped registering.
Yeah, it's just normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in this dream, one of them was this playful little girl, and one was this real asshole. He lived upstairs, and she was scared to death of him. He had this real controlling... They came together. I just know it. I don't know what he was to her, but she's scared to death. That's what you saw. And he's just got a long coat, and I don't know what he looks like. I don't know. He's just this black entity. And I've never seen him, but I've seen him in my mind. And I've seen him in that dream, and she hated him, and she was so scared of him. Ashton was about 2 years old, still in that young, able ability. He kept looking up at the corner of the ceiling towards the bathroom. And he just kept staring at it, and I was just like, motherfucker, Ashton. God, what? And I was like, what are you staring at? And he said, the man, the black. He kept saying, like, those two things together, and I was just like, let's go outside. I was house-sitting him alone. And so I just went outside. And so, I mean, that really confirmed a lot because of... I've talked to the little one, and, like, not to her back and forth, but, like, Rustin and I, we talked about it. We did this separately and didn't know. We'd say bye to her.
Yeah.
Or when we come in, say hello. He danced with her once, or he, like, danced around the kitchen and the living room just with his arms open, just because she's not supposed to be here or whatever. It sucks. And, no, she's a great presence. It's just him, and I don't know. I just... know that it's nothing that I want to quarrel with, because whatever he is, I know where he came from, because the reason is the duality of what happened to that door. She's sweet, and she gave you what you needed, and he just destroyed everything.
And that's exactly what it felt like in that moment.
Yeah.
Because my first reaction was not, oh shit, this door is open, how did this happen? It was, look at this little silver Torah horse. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's silver, we were just talking. Like, no, it was very
I know that they both came that night.
I've actually seen the man.
Yeah.
And it was unlike anything else that has ever happened in my life. So terrifying that it took me a very long time to process it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me and Macy, we were hanging out.
I'm going to be sniffling.
It's okay. Macy's having a hard go of it.
I am. It's very creepy.
So Macy and I were hanging out in her bedroom, which, by the way, with another person, never really felt that bad. It was always that dead of night... heaviness.
It's like stillness. I know.
It descended, you know.
It's a cloak.
It was like called by the dead of night or something.
Yeah, I know. It was never there. He was never a problem in the day.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah. And I mean,
I'd hear him walk
around. I would feel creeped out.
Yeah.
And I would be like, ooh, this is
but
where
I never
down.
Felt threatened.
I never felt like he was there.
Yeah.
Macy and I were in her room. We were watching, I think it was Austin Powers.
I would bet on it.
I think we were running the VHS of Austin Powers.
Fuck yeah.
And we always did this thing when we would hang out as kids, where Macy's mom and everybody else would go to sleep, and we would stay up real late, and we'd watch movies, and we would make a couple of secret trips to the kitchen to get, like, snacks and drinks.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And we knew that kitchen in the dark by heart.
Oh, yeah, you could absolutely crawl. I remember one time going in there with Rustin, like, crawling, like, secret ops style.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Like, digging snacks out of the cabinet.
We were badass kids, man.
So we're hanging out in her room, and we're eating cookies or something, and I'm like, ew, I'm thirsty. I'm gonna go get something to drink.
Milk?
It was
milk.
It was milk with ice.
Fuck you.
If anybody out there, I'm going to specifically ask you, I'm talking to you right now, if you drink with milk with ice, send us a DM on Instagram. I would love...
You're just going to send them to me and gross me out.
I am. Hey, add us. Add us your pictures of you drinking some milk with ice, please.
Nasty. I've heard that... It turns the ice yellow.
It turns... I thought it was like a bluey kind of Star Wars-y.
I don't want to talk about it.
I've heard it's a northern thing. My dad would always do it, so I really wanted some milk with ice.
Yes.
Whatever. I go up to the kitchen, and I very specifically, like, tilted my head towards the hallway, and I was like, hey, Mace, do you want something? Like, kind of in that hush.
Yeah, in the...
Because you don't want to wake anybody up, even though your mom is, like, 4 feet away. She heard everything. She's like, let the kids be kids.
Just, goddamn it.
Down the hallway, I was like, hey, Mace, do you want anything? And in the middle of that sentence, it kind of caught in my throat, because I was like, oh, she's already here, because I saw a figure almost gripping the side of the wall and, like, peeking its head out around, very directly asked whatever this was, do you want something to drink? Because I just knew it was Macy. She had followed me. It was a darkness that was blacker than black. No response. Got my drink, went back, and I said, what did I say to you? I said something like...
You said, did you, like, come ask me for something, or did you come out there?
Because
like,
I was kind of
No,
feeling...
you were actually very... You walked in and you said, have you left this room?
I was feeling...
And I said, no, like...
Because it didn't hit me until I was kind of, like, walking back that... This figure was much taller than Macy could have possibly been.
Yeah, probably still now.
Macy, at this time, was...
4 feet tall.
Yeah. And this thing was taller than I was. You know what it looked like, honestly? You know in South Park, the aliens?
Oh, fuck those things.
They have the arms that kind of get skinny.
I don't like them.
They're very creepy. That's kind of what it looked like, except it was just blackness.
Yeah.
And it was peeking its head around... It was one of those things where my brain was protecting itself.
Yes, yes.
Because I knew that. I knew that looking at this thing that this wasn't Macy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, gonna walk just where it was poking its head out.
Yeah, fuck that
and
noise.
It just took me the time to get from the kitchen to your room.
Until you fell apart.
Until I was like, and it saw me back. That's the worst part to me, is it wasn't just there, a remnant of something that happened long ago. It was actively looking at me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just like, hey, I'm playfully checking you out. No, it was like...
It's like you're here in my space.
It was very... I don't know if this is... And to reference Lord of the Rings again, you know when Gandalf goes all bad mamma jamma?
Yes.
Do not... No.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. The room goes dark and everything grows in its size. That's what it felt like to me.
And it went away.
That just makes sense. Because as soon as you said the man in black, I was like, oh, yeah. Even though I saw no articles of clothing, that's what it was. That's what he is.
Yeah.
And I feel a little oogie talking about him out loud.
I know, I do too. So, as I light this bundle of sage, tell me your wormhole story.
Oh my. If you've hung around this long, you're probably open to the idea of some ghost shit. Or maybe you're listening and you're going, these bitches are crazy.
Or you're a little spooked.
I hope you're a little spooked. This one goes a little bit further out into the realm of past ghosts, and I think it just is a good explanation of why maybe it was so easy for something to come into this house. Mm. I think that this house is on a line, I think that there's something about where this house lies that I think makes it easier for these things to happen. This one weirds me out still, because I
find it fascinating.
I know in my heart that this is true.
I believe it.
I know that this is true. Even if I was hallucinating, I still, to my bones, believe that this is true.
I 100% believe it.
When Macy was younger, she would get these just intense perms.
Oh, yeah.
We should do, like, a throwback picture one of these days.
I have one somewhere.
She would just get these intense perms. And up until the age of about, God, what, 7?
Oh, like 11.
No, not the perms. The kind of runway.
Oh, pair. Probably 6 or 7, yeah.
Up until
like
the...
coping mechanism. Yeah.
Up until the age of about 6 or 7, she would walk on all fours. Not like a dog or scary. It was almost like a bunny hop.
I tried to act like a cat. Like I pretended to be a cat for a year.
Well, she was very. You've always been very connected to animals, she was obsessed with like animals when she was younger.
Yeah, I got fleas multiple times, just from like. And my mom would do everything she could. I would just run around with the animals. I was always getting ringworm. You know, just always just a dirty
just
child.
Wild.
Like yeah, I'd be running around with the goats.
But she would, and they also have 2 stairs to their house. So when she would go upstairs. Little kids do this a lot, I've seen. They, like, use their hands and their feet.
Oh, I still do it. It's the most efficient way.
To get upstairs, right? And I think that just kind of stuck. When you'd get to the bottom stair, you'd just kind of keep doing it. Anyway, in my memory, this is how I remember Macy. Perm, running around on her all fours.
In some usually fairy costume or a gown.
In this one, it's that red Christmas dress.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember that. I still have that dress.
For some reason, that just sticks out in my mind. So...
That's fucking cute.
Background over. At this point, we're about oh God, I'm probably 20 at this point.
It was your wedding. You told me you saw.
We were planning.
We were getting ready and clearing land.
Yes. We were. So I was married out here on this land. Because it means so much to me, and I kind of called my grandmother and Terry, and I was like, can I get married on your land? They're like, that's a lot to ask, but okay. But it's very, very special to me, and it took a lot of work to get it ready,
yeah.
to kind of clear it out,
oh,
and
it was so beautiful.
Build things, and oh my, it was beautiful, I'm gonna put a picture up. But it was a lot of work. So everybody would get together for weeks and weeks ahead of time.
Every other weekend for, it felt like 2 years.
Yeah. Everybody's out there. And then after everyone would get done, we'd kind of have like a little get together. You know, we'd mm-hmm. party.
Play some music.
It was a good time, you know. Trying to make it worth it for everybody who came out and helped. We're on the back porch. It has a glass French door that connects to the inside of the house, which walking in from the porch, you go straight into this kitchen.
Yeah.
Where I saw the man in black.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there talking to my future husband, and I'm chatting with Macy. You may have actually been out there. Rustin was out there. I look over to the glass doors, and I see the reflection of myself in him, mm-hmm. you know, and I can see that clearly. And I'm only saying that to point out that I'm not having vision problems. I see a little girl in a red dress with a perm down on all fours, and she just, I mean, quick as a snap, she just like looks up at me, just like not even mad or angry or creepy or anything, just like, oh hey. And then I kind of blinked and it was gone. I don't know if you were out there at the time, but I just kind of stood there for a minute, and I remember everything that everyone was saying just kind of whizzed past me, and I had a moment, and I don't think I even told anybody.
You didn't?
For a little while.
You didn't? You told me. But it took you, like, 2 years. I mean, this wasn't that long ago that you mm-hmm. told me about it. And you got married, what, three years ago?
4 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like you waited at least, like, 2 years.
Yeah, waited a good little bit. Because so ghosts, I see something out of the corner of my eye. I see someone walk down a hall, you know, something like that. I immediately think, oh, I know what that is. It's a ghost. I'm familiar with it. I'm comfortable with it. That, I tried everything I could to explain away. I was like, okay, this is, my eyes are going strange. Or maybe I saw a reflection of someone else behind me and it kind of looked like that. Or I have a brain tumor. Like, all of these things to explain this away. I did everything I could. And no, that's not necessarily ghosty. But it shook me. It shook me to my fucking core. But to me, it was a little wormhole-y glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
What's fascinating is I'm wondering if at some point there was a little Macy running around and she looked up in her glass door and saw a big old blonde chick looking back at her.
Maybe so.
You know?
I think it's very interesting. That's one of the, that's one of my favorite stories, just because it is unusual.
I feel like a psycho freak.
I believe it when I say it. Because and I've talked to you about this before, I believe that our world is essentially a stack of paper.
Yeah.
And that there's layer after layer and just dimension after dimension. And time, to me, is fluid,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I understand the paradoxes they say with going back in time and things like that. However, I believe that all times exist simultaneously.
To me, it's almost like those glasses you can put on to see, like, infrared vision.
Yeah.
It's like for a split second, something happened, mm-hmm. and it was just like, oops, you're seeing something mm-hmm. that's happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, oops. Yeah, no, and I've told very few people that, so when my family does listen to this, they're going to think I'm insane.
But not I'm glad I've made it this far.
But I'm glad if you believe me.
I do. I do believe you. It just, nothing about that house surprises me anymore, honestly. Like, if anybody could say anything happened, yeah, probably. I'd believe it. But anyway, I'm glad we did this.
It's over.
It's over.
You're like breathing heavily.
Yeah, I wish we would have recorded this at like 2 p.m. on a Saturday instead of
right before bed.
That's my big problem right now.
Well, I'm staying the night here, and my husband's not here with me tonight, so...
Yeah, you get to sleep alone.
After y'all go to bed, I'm gonna be right freaked out.
Oh, no, I'm about to watch, like, 8 episodes of American Dad.
I'm gonna leave your TV on in the living room.
That's okay, I would.
And again, to reiterate, nothing has ever happened in this house.
No, this house is actually, and like to use this house is almost holy in the power that it has. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that was grandma not taking any shit.
Yeah. Even talking earlier about the man in black, and even to some extent, like the little girl, or whoever she is, the good one, even the fact that it exists is a little creepy, right? Even though you may be good and you may be not trying to harm anyone, it's still a little spoopy, you know? This house that we're in is so close to Macy's mom's house. So I do feel that speaking of him out loud,
yeah, I don't like doing it.
I feel like he's looking at us. It's like tapping on the glass of like the Shark Tank. You know, I'm not trying to antagonize him.
I don't think he is.
Really?
No, I think that's his space. But anyway, I don't know. That I really could just would be like me. To not talk about him anymore.
Let's not talk about him anymore.
Please.
All right, guys. So that concludes our first spooky episodes. That was our own experience. We are probably going to throw in some more personal experiences as they happen. I have a few stories from my house that we'll probably get into. However, we would absolutely love to share your experiences as well. So please send us on Instagram at @witchbitchamateurhour. Send us a DM. Give us your story. You can also hit us up on Twitter at @bitchhour, Facebook at @witchamateurhour, or you could old-fashioned email us at wbahpodcast@gmail.com. Give us some spooky stories, or if there's a spooky story you'd like to hear about and hear our opinions on, let us know. Again, next time we do this, I'd like to talk about maybe Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Or something like that. So please, please hit us up with that. We would adore to read some of your experiences. And it won't be so emotionally trying for us to do our own stories every single time.
Absolutely.
All right, kids, stay spooky.
Ooh.
Stay spooky, my friends. This has been the Witch Bitch Spooky Hour.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, look, we didn't go 4 hours like we thought. Okay.